So what's the single best thing and the single worst thing about Wikipedia? Or do you care? Do you use it? Who uses Wikipedia? Most people do. Yeah, I'd use it. It's great for math theorems. It's great for math theorems. Because anybody who would bother to take the time to do a write-up on a math theorem probably actually knows what it is. And if they don't, somebody else will check them and get it right, and they're not going to have it. It's very unlikely you'd have an edit war about whether, it was x squared or x cubed, right? It's one or the other, and it's generally known which it is. So stuff on cryptography and so on, it's an extremely good source. Okay, but anyway, you all use it. So what's good and what isn't? And there were those two Wikipedia essays within Wikipedia about Wikipedia itself, which gave some examples. Yeah,
Rob. Volume of information. I think it says something 20 times bigger than any paper encyclopedia.
Right. It's enormous. Yeah. It's enormous. So there's certainly entries on everything. They're supposed to be written. Wikipedia articles are supposed to be written with a neutral point of view, which in a nutshell means representing significant views fairly proportionally and without bias. The interesting thing about Wikipedia is it's not random, right? There's a limited structure. There are a few principles, and people are supposed to adhere to them. This is one. The other two is verifiability and no original research. So, if you've discovered something, you're not supposed to go create a Wikipedia page where you reveal that discovery. You're supposed to cite some published article or something like that. If you publish in a journal article, then somebody else can cite the journal article. And that's what, I guess, the sort of verifiability thing goes. Now, this is not a perfect system by any means. Wikipedia is parasitic, right? If people stop publishing newspapers or something like that, you couldn't, our citizen scholars around the world couldn't band together and create, a historical record of what was going on in the world just by agreeing that they were all going to put it on Wikipedia pages, because they can't put it on a Wikipedia page unless they can find an external source somewhere, a newspaper article or something else like that. So that's an important limitation. And of course, the mere fact that you can find a source in a newspaper doesn't necessarily mean that something is true. But that counts as verifiability for Wikipedia's purposes. So this thing, is by no means perfect. But there have been some studies of kind of what the level of accuracy of Wikipedia pages is relative to the accuracy of Encyclopedia Britannica pages, and they're comparable. Wikipedia actually started as a sidecar to an ordinary encyclopedia that Jimmy Wales tried to produce. It's called Newpedia, N-U-pedia. And he was going to have experts write the articles. And he discovered after the first year of this project had been completed that he only had 12 articles written, and he had to come up with an idea of how to sort of generate some content at a slightly faster rate. And he did this, and the thing just completely exploded. But there's lots of sabotage, and there are mechanisms for reversion, and the thing works remarkably well. It's a case study showing that the problems of sabotage and vandalism and so on, can in this context actually be managed in spite of the, partly because there's some rules and partly because there are lots of people watching, which is the thing that I find amazing, that there are just this many people watching all of these articles.